Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. Take a moment. Take it. Where is it? That's for you, Matt Cook.
Wow, that was great.
We chose that song for you.
Killing it, gang.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of the hit TV comedy Clipped.
Hey.
Joining me today, to my far, far left.
Hi, everybody. Cameron Lewis at The Only Camshaft, Twitter and Instagram. Jordana Morfin right here.
Yes, Jordana Morfin.
Right next to me.
At Jordana underscore Morfin.
And next to me, we have the lovely and vivacious
Deanna Reasonover.
We got Charmaine in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many of our episodes you've seen, but we talk highly of Charmaine.
Oh, I've seen them all.
I'm embarrassed.
I know, I'm like, oh wait, maybe did I say everything today? Yeah.
Oh, and my mom has seen them all.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to go back and watch them again. Well, at least if your mom didn't say she hated me, right?
No, my mom loves this.
She's okay, cool.
Probably on the chat.
What's your
right
mom's
now.
Name?
Judith.
Judith!
Hey, Judith!
Hi, Judith!
Hey, Judith! Oh, hi, Mom, I mean.
I do this, I know.
So yeah. Mad.
I made the mistake of calling my mom Diane once. That did not go over well. All right. So we are on season 1, episode 7. This one was called Mo's Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Mo's Ma. However, our little teaser at the opening had a lot to do with this young lady over here.
Mm-hmm.
Someone got a tit.
I did.
Was it for a scooter?
Yeah,
I love that.
That's great.
I can't imagine Deanna on a scooter because I know I'd just fall over.
I just thought it was perfect. When she said scooter, I was like, of course she rides a scooter.
Scooter.
Of course she rides a scooter. I just
absolutely.
Loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
That's a, you know that Fro does not fit under a helmet. Not even a little bit. It's a lie.
You're probably too cool for
that's
a helmet
that's
anyway.
Enough protection.
Oh, God.
Like, mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope not. That means you're too cool for, like, all this important stuff in here.
Just that whole opening, though, was just... And we say this every week. It's just so good. I love the lines that it's... I literally... laugh out loud, and I'm not, and it's not the fake.
No, it's not.
It's
like,
you know,
a real,
it's a
laugh.
Genuine
yeah.
From the gut laugh. It's so good. It just, it's just the whole when you come up and you're like, what's this? He says, an angry black woman. I literally, and it was like the first line of the show, and I had to pause because I couldn't hear over myself laughing, and I was just like, oh, I just love the show. I can't even.
It's great because you have the clever humor without it being typical sitcom humor.
Yeah, they give us gold.
It's
I'm
great.
Really lucky.
Yeah.
It's really, really great.
I was even thinking, because, and you do have, I mean, I pretty much, when I take note, okay, now I'm just going to say, I was thought of this too. I do a recap for Days of Our Lives. So
yeah.
I watch 5 episodes and do one of these for
sure.
5 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't write that much for a week. As much as I write for a half hour of, and then this page too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because, like, for soap operas, at some point it gets to be like still in a coma.
Right. Exactly. It's an hour later,
yeah.
And it's 2 weeks later. Right. Exactly. No, I just can't stop writing. I write everything, and it's probably it's just for me.
Half
it's just because I
quotes,
like to know the things that you
all,
say.
Yeah,
things
most
you
of it's say. Quotes.
Most of it's
so,
just quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go back and then go, okay, now wait, what did that? She said that when, okay, that's what happened. Okay, now I got to write that.
I should have just brought the script.
Yeah, we should start doing that. I like that. And then I love when you were like, Buzzy stops cutting Tommy's hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, am I done? He's like, you're about to be. And we haven't even seen the credits yet. And I'm already peeing myself. So
that was so much fun to shoot. Like, just getting to come in and, like, have an attitude with Reginald Bell Johnson.
I was going to say, for you to be in a scene with him and George Wendt, it's just it's like gold.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm done. I can go to, like, Skokie or whatever. Yeah.
No, it was, it's great. It's great. So one of the other kind of sub storylines, the B storyline, I guess. I'd Google a lot. was the Danny and AJ. We're starting to get more of their history. And now
it's gonna happen, Mark.
Well, it already happened.
That's gonna happen. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut mine too.
It's gonna happen big time, I think.
And I feel bad because CJ's probably in the chat room and we can't get it.
I'll get it up.
Have you tried on your phone?
Yeah,
you can try it on this if you want.
Yeah, you can try it. Yeah. She's going through her recipes over here, just so you guys
just
know.
Pinterest.
That's what's going on. Selfies.
So we find out that, and this was hysterical to me, the scene with Danny and AJ, I do believe they were on the roof at the beginning, and she's talking about, like, all this, she remembers everything from her childhood, which is hysterical because my twin brother is the exact same way. He'll be like, remember in sixth grade when you were wearing that striped shirt? And I was wearing the polka dot pants, and we did this, and da-da-da, and Susie came over, and she said that, and I'm like, sixth grade? You remember this? Like, how, have you not had a life between now and then? Like, how do you remember this? And so that's what that reminded me of, but I loved it. I loved it. It was, like, kind of setting it up to be, like, she remembers.
That's amazing. I can't believe your twin can do that.
My sister will message me and say, hey, do you know this? I'm like, just ask David. I'm sure he knows.
That's insane. Are you guys, like, do you have a really great memory?
No.
That look on your face.
I can't remember last week. I have a really bad memory. I think, like, when my parents ask me, "Oh, do you remember this?" I'm like, I think I can remember back to high school, and then I just kind of.
I only remember very specific things.
Yeah.
That make no sense and completely out of context. Like the only thing I can remember from my childhood really is when I was rolling, like, you know, like the pedal cars.
Mm-hmm.
I was rolling one of those down my street, and I made like a 90-degree turn into the driveway while yelling "Yabba Dabba Doo," and I gashed my knee open. And that's all I can remember.
That's great. That's gold.
It's perfect. But like, I wish I could remember, you know, to dress before I leave my house.
Well, it's weird because there's a lot of people who can remember way back. Like you said, you're really. Yeah. Sixth grade or
in the detailed conversations
five
like
years
that.
Old?
I don't get that.
Yeah, I can't.
Me neither.
I mean, I get that their point was that because of her love for him, she remembered all this stuff. So I understand. And I loved the whole pomegranate with the thinking man's apple. I thought it was hysterical. And I don't know how to even eat a pomegranate. So I was waiting for him to open. I was like, how do you do that? I never had that experience.
Do you want to know something crazy about those? When we were filming this, pomegranates weren't in season at all. So it was like a thing. They didn't think that they were going to be able to do that scene because they could not find a pomegranate anywhere.
That's
so funny.
And they had to have it flown in from someone's tree. Like someone knew someone who happened to have a pomegranate tree in Florida. And it had to be priority.
It was one of those memories. They were when I was six, I met the pomegranate guy in Dallas.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. That's fantastic.
That's
I love
amazing.
That. See, that's why we like having you guys here. You get these little tidbits of gold. We love it.
Now I got a pomegranate guy. All right.
Yeah, exactly. and then we find out that he's going on a date with Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy.
And then the scene with her coming in, she's kind of like gives her approval. Like, it's okay, you can go out with it. And I loved the little tagline at the end when she was like, you'll always get to say I love Lucy. I lost it.
I totally lost it.
There's just so
joke on a joke.
It really is.
They couldn't even get through that scene. They kept
I can imagine.
They kept breaking. And then they would try to cover up the breaking by saying dude. So it just became the two of them just being like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, totally. And then we meet Lucy,
uh-huh.
who looks an awful lot like Danny.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as she walked in, I actually was like, is that Ashley Tisdale again?
I thought she, no, I thought she was playing
she really
herself.
Like her.
The AJ trap instead of the parent trap.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I totally thought the same thing. Yeah. I thought it was her walking through the door.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah so same. Crazy. I saw blonde hair, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. No, I totally got it. Really? I totally got it right away. And then I loved the, when she was like, oh, can I cut your hair? And I did figure it out right away. I went, oh, he hates your hair. As soon as she said it, I was like, oh, he hates your hair. That's why she's doing it.
I wasn't even thinking that. When she said it, I was like, oh, she's going to mess up her haircut. Like, that was the first thing that popped in my head. Like, she was going to just destroy her hair.
Sabotage. Yeah. Yeah. Mind.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah. That's actually what I would do.
You or Charmaine?
WWCD. She would have just...
I like that. Use that hashtag.
Yeah.
WWCD. What would Charmaine do?
Now, and I'm assuming she really cut her... I mean, I know... is that me? Did I just do that?
Oh,
sorry. Didn't turn my sound off. I'm assuming she really got her hair cut.
No.
She was wearing a wig?
That first thing is a wig.
Really? That looked good.
Short. It took hours for them to put that in, because it's a wig with extensions, with like kind of clip-in back. It's like, it's very intricate.
But
I
thought you were going to say it was Ashley Tisdale's hair. They ended up, I was like, wow, that's
They just green screened it on. Yeah.
She wore a green babushka, and they just put her hair in it. Yeah, yeah. That was for you, Mom, the babushka. Okay, that's cool, because I was wondering, I was like, oh, so she totally probably got her hair cut for the show, but she didn't.
And her hair was going to be, like, black originally. Like, they wanted to dye her hair super dark, but then they were like, no, she already looks sort of like Ashley.
Yeah.
Natalie Dreyfus, that is. She's a great actress.
Oh, so it was great. I thought she did a great job, too. And then we find... And so then they meet for they have the discussion about, you know, she says it's okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he approaches her like, you cut! He does say something... He said, hold on, because he turned this hot girl into a Korean soldier.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost peed.
That's a great example, though, of the writing.
Yeah.
Because he could have just said, well, I don't like short hair, and that'd be it. And then there would be a joke after that. But it's like everything is a joke.
It's so good.
Yeah, but if we go to war with North Korea.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it gets real.
You'll know.
We're
watching TBS, we're offended.
We're very upset.
Yeah. I love it. Way to go, AJ. I love that line. So that was kind of the and then they actually ask each other out. Well, he asks her out in their own Danny and AJ kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So then they agreed to go out.
And you know it's just going to be just nothing but fighting.
Yeah.
Just nothing but fighting the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, we talked about this a little bit before, too. I'm actually surprised at how quickly it's moving along. Mm-hmm. Because I would have thought they would kind of drag it out a little bit more. I mean, I guess they can always break up and it cannot work out and then they can get back together. You know, kind of
like... Don't say it, Mark. Don't say that.
I like how they brought Lucy into it. I mean, not just AJ having another date with someone else.
Yeah.
I want to see what happens if Danny has another
date. I was just going to say that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There's going to be some baseball bats in that barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to be swinging.
And I don't know if it's because of George Wendt. I don't know if it's because of Boston. But I always have these Cheers moments in my head with watching the show, just like the Sam and Diane.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's like so. I know that it can go on because obviously there's lasted, you know, season after season.
Yeah.
You know, Sam and Diane. So I hope that this can continue. I just think it's so good. I'm gonna keep saying it. You can smack me every time I say it if you want. That's fine.
He gave you permission.
Right. Yes. Exactly. So then our main storyline for this episode was Mo's Ma.
Oh, Mo.
So, it starts, we know that something's bothering him.
Because
he's cutting hair, but not really cutting hair.
Just fainting.
So funny.
And fainting.
Brushing that
guy. Brushing the hair. Yeah, that was really cute. And then we find out that they're getting divorced. And then Ma shows up.
Oh,
Dot Marie Jones.
Oh, Dot Marie Jones is great.
And you know what's so funny is, and I don't know if you saw this, when I worked at Warner Brothers for 2 weeks. And I watched you guys filming your this episode when
she's like
I've been stalking you.
This is real.
Yeah, I've been stalking
there
you.
There are I'm just going to say this. There were two chairs appeared in front of my dressing room door that said stalker spray painted on the back.
Me. No.
That was you. That was you. Now I know it. I'll send you a picture because I have a picture of me in one of the chairs.
Please
do.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, my God.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Do it. Please.
Don't show them what I did.
Okay. That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
No, it was anyways, I watched one of your episodes being taped. It was the one where George... Buzzy and Tommy,
getting married.
That, it was the scene where he comes in and says that they're going to get married.
Oh,
It was the, when they brought
it.
Yeah. So I was there for that. But then a couple days later, I saw Dot Marie Jones walking through the lot when we were driving, and I was the only one who recognized her. She was with her wife Bridget, and because they were walking holding hands, and I was just like, "Oh my God, that's totally Dot Marie Jones!" And everyone's like, "Who?" And I'm like, "Ugh, done."
yes,
and that's
should.
When I left.
And I would have been a good tour guide. Just didn't work out. Sorry, Warner Brothers. I was meant to be at AfterBuzz. So Ma shows up. She is, sorry, enough about me. That'll be it. It's the spin-off.
I love it so much.
So we meet Dot. Dottie. Sorry, Dot Marie is playing Dottie.
I think that was
McCarkin.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, wow. And it's to confuse me. And then there's this they think that there's another reason that she's, you know, not really. What was the reason the original reason she gave? I forgot. I didn't write it down, and then I got out of the room, and I was like, oh, I didn't.
An affair
and something else.
But wasn't there something before the, when they were outside talking, outside the barbershop, when she punched the pigeon?
Oh, my goodness. That's
okay.
My God.
Okay, no.
I had no idea what was going to happen.
Freaking lost it.
It was great.
I thought she was gonna like shoot.
I know, I totally did too.
She smacked that.
And the fact that, oh God, it's so funny.
And I didn't know that was gonna happen. Like I was just watching it and live tweeting it, and I was like,
and it's like, you know that probably was a conversation. Like, the writers were just like, hey, what if she just punched a bird? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Oh, God, it was so funny.
I don't even know where they came from with that.
Man.
I have no idea.
That was really the funniest thing ever.
And it's so funny because I think that that's what gets me so many of the times is, and we talked about this before too, is that because it's on TBS, you know, it's for mature audiences only, mm-hmm. As is our after show.
Clipped after dark.
the lines that you expect these, you know, network lines, and then you get, you know,
something else,
real, you know, and it's like, it's just so fun because it is real, mm-hmm. you know, we wouldn't be censoring ourselves for NBC in real life.
That's why the laughs
nice
are real.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice because it's actual, like, I mean, there's other shows that curse on cable, obviously, mm-hmm. like Entourage, but Entourage is not real life.
Yeah.
People don't curse that much.
No.
People don't make those kind of jokes. That's not actually genuine.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
So this is a good balance between
the
two, I think.
And there's not that many hot girls.
And there's not that many.
Entourage is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're in the valley. That doesn't exist.
No. No.
I loved the whole bit, too, with them... with you guys setting up Ben to have to be the one. I just love how you guys torment Ben.
Oh,
it's so much fun.
And it drives Ryan a little crazy. Like, he's like, oh, great. Okay, another one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. We were all sitting there, like, eating your popcorn. Not popcorn, really, but, like, you know, just watching and everything. And your reaction to when they talked about the bolo tie and was peeing just from your face.
Because it's so gross. Like, bolo ties are disgusting. They're the most disgusting of the ties.
I said, even if you didn't know what a bolo tie was, just from your reaction, you lost it. Just because you were like, okay, it's a bad thing.
Well, because I love Dot Marie Jones in real life, but that just makes her Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And then the part where Ben tries to get Joy to dance. Oh my god. And he was like, tell her that he's lesbianic, and she's like, bionic? And then he's like, tell her she's a muff diver. She's Maria Shriver.
I love Lauren Lapkus.
Oh my gosh. I
love her.
And it's just so good. Like they just,
all the characters are just so great.
They're so
we
great.
Were talking about, sorry to interrupt, but we were talking about the first episode we watched of the show. It was instantly easy to put names to all the characters.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
everyone
instantly.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those shows, if we all closed our eyes right now and started reading the script, if you read a line, we could tell you which character it was from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
And that's amazing.
Oh, that's
awesome. Really, really fun.
It is.
And that was one of those moments where it was such a Ben moment, too, when he's talking about bribing her, and he wouldn't go for the full 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll give you 50, and then he's like... Pff.
Just the whole... It would that scene, actually, that interaction between them reminded me of your scene with the tattoo guy.
Oh, Skylar Stone.
Yeah. When you guys have your... I'll do it for this. Okay, mm-hmm. Do it for this. That just the pace of it, the interaction, it was so brilliant.
That's my favorite. That Ben, actually, in that, has my favorite line of the entire season, which is, you're an asshole, Joy, move.
Yeah.
That's my favorite line of the entire season. I hope it didn't ruin it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I loved it. And then we find out that... She did have an affair with Larry Bird.
With Larry Bird.
Before we get into that, literally died of laughter when you said the Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my goodness.
We wrote it down.
I did. That's that's his mom's Brienne from Game of Thrones. Giant lady man who had a fist fight with a bear.
And won.
Yes.
Well, it was funny because when you first said, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I didn't know who it was. I mean, I had an image in my head of who it was.
Yeah.
So I love that there was an explanation for it for people who didn't know.
Yeah, and I did not know who Brienne was, and I tried to convince the network to give me their HBO Go password. So watch it.
I have HBO now. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Tweet it out for everybody, Mark.
Yeah,
please do.
I will. My husband will love me for that. So we find out that she slept with Larry Bird, and then we meet Jasper.
Oh, it
just keeps getting better.
It does.
It's too much.
Again, the joke could have stopped at Larry Bird.
Yeah.
But it had to go even further. It was freaking hilarious.
It was Mary Lou.
Poor MLR. Poor MLR.
Yeah.
that's not the guy that plays Jasper, Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not his hair.
Oh, really?
They gave him a wig because they wanted to keep the family hair. Do you know whose hair that is? It's someone specific's hair. It's someone famous. Does anyone want to guess?
Really? Styled after, or that person uses
it's
that same hair?
It's their.
It's literally their hair?
It's literally
like.
Like
had to pay a rental fee for it?
Yes. Yes. Like they rented that wig. Like it's that person's. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Oh, I can't say it. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Oh, breaking news. Can you put a breaking news up?
I love it.
I know. It's so good.
Ben Nye.
I want everybody to think about it.
Science guy. Okay, well, what's that? You can tweet it out later if you're allowed.
I just realized, I was like, I'm going to get fired.
You ain't going anywhere, Charmaine. You ain't going anywhere. If we have it our way. And I was going to say that too. I loved that. I actually thought Dot Marie Jones and Matt Cook looked a little alike. Like,
yeah,
I was like, that actually is kind of, like, kind of do look alike.
Yeah, I totally bought it.
Yeah.
When the three of them were standing,
I was like, he totally could be their child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it wasn't just the hair. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it's fantastic. I can't even. I'm sure there's another quote I need to read of yours. Look at all these C's.
All over the place.
C. Charmaine. And aren't you supposed to be airbrushing us t-shirts?
My old report card. All those C's.
Oh, I have another one. Not they talk about going to a dinner, and Charmaine says, "Not what I thought they were going to be eating."
I didn't write that down too. I lost it in my notes. Bro. Yeah, yeah. That's not what I thought it was eating at her. That's not what I thought was eating at her.
There it is. There's a line that was cut that was originally like, "Let's go get dinner," and Dottie says, "Well, you can. Your father can get what he always wants, the big sausage, and I can get my fish tacos." They had to cut it.
How do you say these lines without laughing?
Well, we don't.
I don't understand how it works out at the end. Because
we don't ask anybody.
I'll say when I was in the audience, you guys were very professional. Like there was no cracking up. Everything was pretty straightforward. What I saw.
We have our moments. There's some,
but we were in the audience, so that's probably why. Yeah, because I don't think they're normally there for when you're doing a lot of that.
Oh yeah, no. When we're just reading it, table reading it. It takes so long to get through the table read. It's like a half an hour episode, and it takes an hour and 20 minutes to get through it.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. And I'll say this to you, too, because I told CJ when he was here, the director, the
Jamie.
I was talking to my co-workers, former co-workers.
At a Hollywood studio.
I don't care. Whatever. I'm not allowed to work there anymore.
You and I are both going to get fired.
I know. Don't tell them you know me. I'll meet you at Avon Cafe, okay, though. Great. Avon Cafe, have you had the chili cheese fries at the
Avon? No, I haven't.
Go immediately. It's the only thing I miss about Warner Brothers. It's the most bang for your buck on the Warner Brothers lot.
Something from that cafe sitting on a stalker chair outside your dressing room.
We'll bring the chairs. We'll sit there and we'll have chili.
Do you want to have somebody Postmate you those fries?
Yeah. Well, my friend actually still works on a show there. So I told her, I was like, when you get back on your show, I'm coming to have lunch and I'm going to go walk around. I'm going to make them mad that I'm there. I mean, they didn't say I wasn't allowed to come. It was not a bad situation. I actually chose.
Oh my God.
I got work elsewhere. So that's why I'm not there. That's a whole other story. So that was, and then wait, hold on. Then there was the very end, the flashback.
My favorite.
It was like, I swear to you, it's like every time you think it's not going to get better,
it does.
And the next scene comes on. They looked, and I have to say, hair and makeup.
So awesome.
On point.
I was legitimately like, oh my God, how did they get footage of them when they were that young?
Yeah. I legitimately thought, I was like, so they did this? They actually were friends before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the fake braces and everything.
When they tried kissing?
Was that on one of the Warner Brothers trams?
No.
Because it did look like one of them. It did. I know. I was like, is that one of my trams?
Is that one of my trams? Is that the one I branded?
The one I crashed. Mine. I never crashed one.
No, it's they green screened it. They like got a senior citizen bus and stripped it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was so great. That whole, just the look of that. And then you find out that she actually did know that he didn't like short hair.
This is, we have an episode that is upcoming. I'm not going to spoil too much because it's in the title. It's, but in it, we talk about what we were like in high school. And we're holding a high school yearbook. And the props guy got Ashley's real old
yearbook. Oh, no way.
And so we were looking at her picture.
I love it.
So I know how close.
That was. The side pony. She was wearing a side pony in high school.
No, I wish she was. It's crimped.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
I love it. No, it was, it really was. I mean, it just, the whole episode, so good. Every time.
One scene that also got me was at the end when Ben jumps on.
When Dottie
looked like a little koala bear.
I love it.
Isn't he cute? He's so cute.
Something that I really liked about this episode and him in particular was how much love he has for Mo and his family.
Yeah.
When he heard the news, he's like, what? They're going to get divorced? Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, it was nice to see kind of like this softer side of Ben.
Yeah. I feel like he did that, was it the last episode too? I feel like there was a moment where we talked about that it was kind of like, it was a little softer side of Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's always good. I
enjoyed it.
It was fantastic. You guys keep knocking it out of the ballpark. I keep going, like, season two, when season two starts.
For real.
Oh, you and me both.
Yeah. So, we want to show, if we can get that video ready, we found Maria Menounos, mm-hmm. our diva here at AfterBuzz, for lack of a title. She ran into your friend Ashley.
Oh,
and she shot a little quick video. We'll show it before we talk about it. If you want to show it, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't know if you can see it.
So I just bumped into a big fan of AfterBuzz. Guess who? Okay, so you
huge
gotta tell them.
Fan. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, and we actually. We do viewing parties with each other, like the whole cast, and we watch the show and then we watch you guys. So thank you so much for all of your, like, you know, support.
I love it. Oh my God, so cute.
Yay! So, and CJ did tell us too that you guys do tend to get together and watch the episodes.
We do. We watch every. I'm not kidding. It sounds like bull when I say we watch every episode together, but we do. We order Thai food. It's like Thai food Tuesdays and Clipped, and it's great.
That's so fantastic. Much fun. And we love that we're like, oh, they actually watch us.
Yeah.
They don't just tell us that to make us happy.
No. We do. Yeah. We really watch it. And because you guys hashtagged us on the first one, and we had live tweeted it, and we were like, oh, what's. And we were like, oh, we got to watch this AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is great.
Right.
We love it. I mean, we love having you guys by, and we love the interaction that we have with you guys and being able to talk to you about the show and everybody that follows the show. I mean, the dedicated fan base on social media that we've noticed. These people right here at Clipped Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil is going to bat for this show.
See today Clipped Russia?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw Russia today. Yeah.
Yes, they're great.
On my way
everywhere.
Here, I saw a thing. Yeah.
We love our Brazil and our Russian fans.
Well, it was funny, too, because which one of you said you wanted to do Clipped? How did it come up that you guys were going to do Clipped? That was just something you guys decided?
It just
decided,
looked like a fun
show. I just looked it up, and I was like, this looks good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And then we...
Because then you were gone.
Yeah.
So then you posted that you were looking for another host.
The first one.
And I had seen the episodes at Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. My heyday. And I remember seeing your thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's that show that was so funny. And I literally, you can ask my colleagues that I was training with, I did talk about it a lot. I was like, that Clipped looked really good. Like, I really think it's going to be a good show. And so when I saw your post, I was like, ooh.
He smacked
You're
the microphone.
You're ruining my moment. I was like, oh my gosh, I really should do this because I really enjoyed that show. I think it'd be a fun after show to do. So I was glad that you posted it. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of interested. Yeah.
Hi.
And now I'm just, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, and now we're like all in love with you guys. Personally. We're making AfterBuzz Brazil.
Actually. Yes. And I did read somewhere that you do some African drumming. I was going to totally bring like bongos or something to make it.
Just throw it.
You had some training at the skirball.
I do.
I do my research.
You really did.
Well, here's what I do. I go, I'm going to find something that will torment them.
Yeah.
And I found a picture of one of the guys from Days of Our Lives when he won some Mr. Asia USA or something. And I dug out, I literally found the picture of him. He's like, I can't believe you found that. So I was like, oh.
That's hilarious. I can't believe you found that.
That's so great.
It was somebody interviewed you, and you had mentioned that you do African drumming.
Yeah, they taught me to play the djembe and the dundun, which is a set of three drums. It's so hilarious.
So should we talk to the people over at Clipped, and maybe we can work it into an episode?
I have been trying.
Well, maybe if they watch our after show, maybe they'll see how fantastic you are. And another thing that I thought was really interesting that you had said was that everyone has the Boston accent, but you fancied yours around a family member.
Oh, yeah, my sister. It's my sister Lisa. It's my sister Lisa's voice and my sister Gabby's sort of like demeanor and attitude. So it's a Detroit accent. I am like still blushing over that African drum. You can't tell because I'm brown, but I'm totally blushing right now.
I have a few questions in from Twitter here. Clip Brazil actually wants to know. They tweeted in saying, how did you audition for the show? How did you get the part?
I know this too.
Oh, yeah. You went to Dahmer.
No, no, no. Go. I was driving a Warner Brothers bus and I saw it happen.
I followed her around Warner Brothers.
So I was on the Warner Brothers lot and this car was just following this car and then it crashed.
You're in Studio 19, right?
Yeah.
I had to know that.
Your social security number is 492.
You don't want to bank?
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
I just say Chase because everybody has Chase.
I can't take the risk.
I know, right?
I had to, I sent in a tape, actually. They wanted me to send in, they had seen a lot of people and people with actual credits, i.e. not me. And they were like, we don't even know if this girl can act. So, but they were kind enough to at least ask me to send in a tape. And then they liked the tape and they brought me in. And Julie Ashton, the casting director, was just fabulous. Like, I mean, you walk in the room with her and you want to talk to her. Like, you want to interact with her. Mm-hmm. So she got me a producer session. And once again, Nick and David Gohan are great, and they coached me really nice. They coached me up nice, and I went to network and I went to studio, and it was the rest is history. Yeah. The whole time I was like, I am not going to get this. It's not happening. They're going to get Kerry Washington. Kerry Washington was busy, and then I was like, they're going to. And then I just kept thinking of all these people they're going to get. I was like, Oprah. Like I was just thinking of all Viola Davis, and they were all busy. So,
well, we did talk about that. A couple episodes. I don't know if it was when you were here, if it was just the two of us, but we talked about the casting.
Oh yeah.
One episode, and one of the things I said, and it's just something that frustrates me, is like when they get somebody's name mm-hmm. attached to something, and they kind of force them into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we really felt like they went with instead of names. Not saying that you weren't, you know what I mean, but just we want the best. That can play these parts.
Solid people.
That are really these people that really can portray these parts and not just because they're a name.
No, I agree. They got the best when they got me.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
They
did. I was going to say, not only that, like fresh faces.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice seeing like something like different.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love that.
Well, and I will say this, when I was watching, because you go to the dinner, it's a new pilot, you know, we're going to get to see this thing. And I remember, and I did sit there watching, and I couldn't tell who were the stars and who were the extra, because you had a lot of people in the barbershop when I came in. You guys weren't on set yet. Well, I think Matt and Mike were sitting down, but they were sitting where the extras were.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was them. And then they got up and went into places, and I was like, oh, okay, so they are okay. And then you came in, and I was like, okay, so she went to the... I mean, George I saw, so of course I knew, you know, him. And I was just like... And what was funny was one of my good friends was an extra that day. Jay McCracken.
Jay McCracken. What
he
is?
He was AJ was cutting his hair.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's
it was funny because I'm sitting there and I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, that guy over there looks like my friend. That is my friend Jay. Yeah. So I was the one when he got up that was like Jay. You might have heard that.
I remember that part in the episode.
Yeah.
And then security came.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And they said, "This is the guy that's been stalking us."
Yeah.
We have another tweet in. From a one Matt Cook.
Oh!
Hey, Matty, Matty, Matt.
Can Deanna say hi to me, please? I love her and she makes me laugh lots. And then a bunch of emoticons.
There's so many. Is that poop? Did he send me poop?
It's donuts.
Same thing.
Did he know donuts. We had Dunkin' Donuts today? Yeah. He's stalking.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't tweet out about the Dunkin' Donuts.
Matt Cook, stalker.
Maybe he saw me at the Dunkin' Donuts over here. Bringing them in.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts over here?
Because you drove...
Balboa and Ventura.
You didn't see the Warner Brothers
tour? You don't
even
need to go. They're in the kitchen. You just grab it on the way out. You don't even need to spend your money.
I was going to get the box, but I wanted to be polite and do the show first.
Yeah.
And then get the box.
Well, I said I would, because I got here an hour earlier than I was supposed to. I don't know.
I even tweeted
out the wrong times. I deleted my tweet, but I tweeted out the wrong times. Like, I was so off today. I'm like, you guys came out, and I was like, oh, you're done already? And they're like, Mark, you're an hour early.
Mark,
so
we don't go on for
I
a week.
I went and got Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Yeah.
Mark, it's April.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better that I was early. Anyway.
A day in the life
done,
of Mark.
Done.
I have to ask you. About last week's episode?
Yes.
I believe it was last week's episode where you got a lap dance?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How was the shooting for that scene?
You know, I am a real-life lesbo. Uh-huh. So, and Tip Scary, who is in that, is we went to the same college. We didn't know each other, but we went to the same college. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm sure they're going to like tape him in and he's not really going to be like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess I thought they were going to give him like a stage package or something. And it was more like shooting what I imagined shooting Magic Mike was. I was really getting a lap dance and also having to say these lines. And my girlfriend was in the audience. And my my mom had just left. So I was like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll say this. You did say in another one of your interviews that I was reading, you called this ensemble a powerhouse group. And I was like, that's exactly it. It's a powerhouse group. Like,
thanks.
It's just,
absolutely.
Best way you could describe it.
I know what interview that
CJ
was.
CJ, too.
I'm going to say this. That interview was one I had, and I still need to just put it online. I haven't done it. I asked a bunch of people on Twitter. I was like, just tweet me words, and I'm just going to try to fit him in this interview.
And
I did. And I did. And so, like, that interview, I sound bizarre. I sound like a thesaurus fell on my
That's
head.
That's the one where, was like, where you talk about the cat.
Yes! You know exactly which one it was. Yep, it is.
You have to read it. Awesome. We're not going to talk about it. You have to go online and Google her.
CJ Vanna also tweeted in.
Me too, please.
Oh, what did CJ have to say?
Me too, please. He wants
a shout out.
Yeah, he wants a shout out.
Oh. Hello, CJ Vanna.
Also got a tweet from a Judith.
My mom?
I'm just kidding.
Is that my mom?
Is your mom on Twitter?
Is my mom tweeting you? You specifically?
Yeah, no. Great. Matt says he hates you for talking about donuts now.
Great.
Well, you take two, take one to Matt.
No.
From us.
Absolutely.
No! I'll take one to Katie Rose.
Oh, goodness. Well, I just, again, thank you so much for being here. We just love having you. And
we love
hope
you.
We want you guys here every week. We want you a part of the panel. So if you ever are off at Tuesdays at 11, I'm going to put it in my phone.
Put it down.
Yes.
Or come early next week with donuts again.
If
whatever.
You see the Warner Brothers tram outside of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Stop by, say hi.
It's me!
To Mark J.
It's
Freeman.
It's me! Yeah. And I was thinking if I could convince you maybe to do this on our way out, you can tell everybody where to find you on social media, but could you do it as Whoopi?
Oh!
You just know everything.
Her or Kelly Rowland, because I love the Kelly Rowland, too.
I want to unzip your skin and see if you're my mom. Judith!
So tell, whichever one, Kelly Rowland or Whoopi, tell them where to find you on social media.
Okay, here's the thing. If you want me, you can find me on Twitter at Deanna Reasonover. Or on The View. I've got a lot of opinions.
Yes.
I love it.
And then how can they find you guys on social media?
You can find me... this is boring now when I say it. God.
Say it as a fired Warner Brothers employee.
Okay.
Go.
You can find me Twitter, Dunkin' Donuts, at The Only Camshaft, Twitter and Instagram, CameronLewis.com. Jordana.
You guys can find me at Jordana underscore Morphin. I know that was boring. Guys.
She's the lady. It is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
I can't.
She's the lady of the group. You can find me at Dunkin' Donuts, Warner Brothers, or stalking her outside of her clip dressing room, or on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE, and on Facebook / The Mark J. Freeman. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you so much for being here. Please come back again, and we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.